A New Body. From 11 p.m. to 1:08 a.m. on February 19 and February 20, the Lord took me walking with Him. Once again, the familiar hard shaking of my body and the intense heat of His anointing alerted me to His imminent arrival. His presence was stronger than ever before, and then I heard His voice.
I am your Lord, my precious daughter, and I'm about to release all the work I have prepared for you to do.
I could see Him standing by the window, and His glorious form was clearer to me than it ever had been before.
Daughter, I must show you some things,
He stated as He extended His hand in my direction. Next, I felt the strange sensation of my body being lifted from the bed. Not knowing what was happening, I began to scream and flail my arms wildly. It seemed as if the insides of my body were detaching from the rest of me. It was an experience that truly defies description. I even felt my body to see if it was still the same. I wondered if I was dying. My mind was clear and I was groaning in my spirit. Then I recognized that I was with the Lord, wearing a white robe like His. My body was new. I was like a young girl again. Even my hair was long and straight. I realized I was walking along a deserted beach with the Lord. Perhaps you can imagine how surprised I was. He had transported me from my bed, home, and body, and had given me a new body that enabled me to fly and walk with Him. The Lord of heaven and earth had suspended the laws of gravity, life, time, and space in order to show me some things that I will never forget. The Bible says, "Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption," 1 Corinthians 15:50. I was about to discover the true meaning of these words by the Apostle Paul. As I began to take notice of my new body, I felt that it looked like me, but it wasn't me. I had heard of out-of-the-body experiences before, but in this case, I had been taken out of my body and deposited in a body that was not me, yet it was me. It was me as I was when I was a young adolescent. I had the same hair I had as a teenager. I couldn't see my face clearly, but I felt certain it was the face of the bewildered youth who had been without God and without hope. This time, however, the young girl knew God, and she was filled with hope. It was so fascinating. What did it all mean?